You are tuned into another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility, leaders in search, design, and interactive marketing. Recorded at our headquarters in Boca Raton, Florida, this is Digital Marketing Talk for your business. Now here is your host, Chuck Forbes.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast. I am your host, Manager of Client Strategy, Chuck Forbes. I am super excited today to be joined by the Director of Interactive Advertising, Max Braglia. Max, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Chuck. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's been a while since we've done a podcast. A lot has happened.
Yeah.
The scene is ever-changing, especially in the advertising and search landscape. Max, before we dive into our topic today, just give a real quick elevator pitch of what you do here at More Visibility.
A bunch of cool stuff, Chuck. I manage...
Director of cool stuff.
Absolutely. So I manage the interactive advertising department here at More Visibility. We do a lot of paid digital, including AdWords for search, social media, display, you name it.
Perfect. So this guy, Jeff Bezos, right?
Yeah.
The CEO and founder of a little company, maybe you heard about it, called Amazon. I recently read a book about his business plan, which is absolutely mind-blowing. Yeah. If anyone out there has read anything on him and what his vision is for the future, it really is something else, and we can spend hours talking about that. But we all know Amazon itself is probably the hottest platform out there, the number one marketplace when it comes to efficiency and people buying products in today's world of digital, right?
Absolutely, Chuck. Just think about this, right? 2017, 44% of all e-commerce sales in the US happened on Amazon.com.
That's almost half.
It's almost half. What does that tell you? It tells you that that Amazon is becoming the search engine for e-commerce. It's where people are going to start their search for products they want to buy and actually, you know, buy things.
Right. What you just said is so crucial to me because when I say Amazon, what do most people probably think about? A marketplace with a lot of products.
Right.
However, us as advertisers, I think about, you say Amazon, that's a search engine.
That is a search engine.
It's a search engine.
It is a search engine.
That's
absolutely
a huge paradigm shift.
Yep.
Of, you know, if I'm on my mobile device or my desktop, I used to go to Google and Bing, and maybe I still do. A lot of people still do. That's never going to die, right?
Yep, absolutely.
But if I'm looking for a product, and I know eventually I'm probably going to end up on Amazon anyways, why not start there?
Absolutely.
And I think that shift has led to a lot of advertising opportunities. And with that becomes a lot of brands who are now pressured into, well, if I'm not on Amazon, I kind of have to be, right? Not that I even should be.
Absolutely.
I'm missing out if I'm not.
Yeah.
So talk about that shift, Max, and like what you've seen recently, and like why is it so important for brands to be on Amazon if they're not already?
Yeah. So, well, really, if you're not in Amazon, if you have an e-commerce, you're not in Amazon.com, you're not selling your products in Amazon.com, you're missing out. Again, as we said, Amazon is the search engine where people are going to search for products. And think about this, Chuck. So Amazon knows you. You have an account in Amazon, right? So everything stays within the Amazon environment. So you know the platform, you know your billing information are already there. You have an account in Amazon. So they make it really easy for you to buy. And so when you go into Amazon, like from search to buy, it really can take like a couple of clicks, even without leaving the Amazon.com platform.
Right.
So huge opportunity for brands to showcase their products and actually to make more sales.
Yeah. So I'm already aware of this, maybe the audience is not, but there's a couple different types of ads that you can have on Amazon, right? I believe we go anywhere from sponsored products to headline search ads, am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct, absolutely.
Let's talk about those a little bit.
Yeah, I want to mention too, so the sponsored products, they appear within the search results. They are keyword targeted and very, very similar to the, I would say, the AdWords text ads, mm-hmm. like search ads. So you bid on keywords. Your ad show up at the within the search results, and then you click through, you go to the product page, and you can finalize your purchase.
So you just said we bid on keywords.
Right.
Right away, everyone's mind's probably going to their search campaigns that they're either running with, you know, Google or Bing, right?
Yep.
Is Amazon the same? And what I mean by that is we all know we have our initial keyword list, And right. then we look at the search queries, the actual search queries.
Yeah.
And that can change. Yes, you have a product. Maybe I'm selling cell phones. But maybe users are calling it something else. Is the way that you approach your keyword list for Amazon the same for Google or Bing? Or is it more straightforward? What's going on
there? I would say, that's a great question. I would say speaking in general is the same type of approach, mm-hmm. right? We don't, one important distinction. So for example, in AdWords, you bid for keywords, right? And then when the users see the ad, they click and they go to the actual e-commerce website or the website. Got with it. Amazon, the advertisers bid and work in order for them to win what is called the buy box. You mm-hmm. know, the buy box is the one that shows up on the product page that basically allows users or people to click and finalize their purchase in a couple of clicks. So that's a different type of optimization, a different type of strategy, but the principles are more or less the same. So you bid on keywords, and depending on how efficient your keywords are and your strategy is, that where you can get like to win that buy box and really maximize the clicks that are going to lead into to purchases.
Right. Now, is the buy box the only way that paid advertisement placement shows up for products? Are the rest of those searches that come up, are those organic, or are they all paid? For example, if I search on Amazon car accessories, is that going to be my paid at the top, just like I would see in Google, and the rest are going to be the organic kind of searches that match it, or are those all in order from people who have paid?
No, so you have like a blend, a mix of paid and organic. Yeah. Similar, in a very similar way, like as Google does, Google AdWords. You see your ads at the top, and then you have the organic results. So that's why, like, you know, especially with the mobile experience where you have like smaller screens, it's very important like to be at the very top, right? Or close to the very top in order for you to get that visibility and have people clicking on your ad and going through the product page.
That's an interesting distinction, because when we talk about web development, we tell people design your website mobile first. If you're looking at a desktop template, then and then trying to adapt that to mobile, you're completely backwards, right?
Yep.
Should it be maybe the same for Amazon? Do you have any statistics that say XYZ percentage of people are on Amazon on a mobile device versus desktop? Is it kind of even? Does it sway? Or
that's a great question, Jack. I would have to look into the data. Like, actually, it's a good question. But I would say that, like, in this world, like, what's really important is, like, the mobile experience as well. Like, I am really seeing, like, a trend even for other channels such as AdWords, Bing, where most of the clicks are coming from mobile devices. So I would again like say that the most important thing is like make sure that mobile is takes priority. And I think that I would think that for Amazon is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And I think too, when I think about Amazon, because I use the app all the time, right? I rarely, maybe once, have gone on desktop. But with that, speaking of the mobile trend that you just mentioned, everyone out there who's running campaigns has seen the same thing, where mobile traffic is increasing, but it seems to be that people are doing a lot of research.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now think about this. If we're saying that the Amazon marketplace is really a search engine, I'm going on my phone and I'm opening up an app, and now I'm typing in a product. Now my intent is not just to do research. I can buy right there.
Exactly.
And when you think about it like that, I would categorize your Amazon feed, when it comes to bottom of the funnel, almost more important than a Google or Bing. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Chuck, you nailed it. And let me tell you, Amazon is pushing their app. So like, again, like, for example, I love Amazon. I use Amazon all the time. And so I have on my phone, I have the Amazon app, right?
Right.
You will still be able to see advertising on the Amazon app, but to your point, the app knows everything about you. So when you see those ads, it's really very easy to click through, and in a couple of clicks, you actually finalize the purchase, which is really very powerful if you think about it. So I absolutely agree with you.
And I know that you did a video on our website with our Vice President of Brand Strategy, Christy Nazaro, to kind of introduce this topic to everyone out there. And I think a great question came in, which was about Amazon Prime versus regular Amazon. Does that have anything to do with advertising? Are those, you know, if I sign up to sell my products on Amazon, I, as a user, pay a premium to have Prime. Do advertisers pay anything different? Are my ads more or less limited on Prime? Or is it just across the board, depending on what I can deliver in a quick time frame.
I do. So I would say that like Prime itself is secondary. What's right. important to understand is a distinction between if you're an Amazon vendor or an Amazon seller. And so vendor means like you are selling your products to Amazon, and Amazon does the pricing, the fulfillment of those pricing. And so it is a more powerful possibility for for businesses to show their ads really at scale, because now you're a brand that sells directly to Amazon. A seller, it is something that's a little smaller, although there are a lot of businesses that are seller and they're selling a lot on Amazon, where you actually sell your products on Amazon using the Amazon platform as a platform that allows you to sell your products. And so it's not like really selling to Amazon directly and having Amazon take care of the fulfillment. It's you using Amazon to sell your product. Think of it like a little bit like eBay, right?
Sure.
Same thing. So like that's more or less the same concept. While vendors is really, those are really brands that they are selling their products to Amazon.
Got it. So one half of the spectrum, everyone can sell their products, but on one half, Amazon's going to do the fulfillment. On the other half, you're just using really the brand of Amazon to showcase your products.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
And the ads on both of those, depending on who you are, kind of follows suit the same way. There's no differential. It's just how your business is run, right?
Correct. That is correct. One ad unit I like to mention, though, is like the headline search ads.
Yeah, talk about that.
Yeah, the headline search ads, Chuck, like this is really powerful because that gives brands, this is where it goes, like when you are a vendor and you actually do business with Amazon, you sell your products, you also have access to more ad units. This is one of them. For example, the headline search ads shows up above the search results. And it's still keyword targeted, right? But you have a sort of like a carousel of products that you can plug in into the ad unit. And you have also the logo of your brand, a call to action, messaging. And so much more powerful than the sponsored products.
Although
sponsored
products, above the search, you said.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting.
We're going to have to give the listeners maybe some screenshots here when we put this podcast up so they can see that visually, because that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Yeah. Absolutely.
So we have the sponsored products and then we have the headline search ads. So what's your take on a strategy for both? Should you be doing both? Is one maybe more prominent depending on what you're selling? Like, how do you differentiate that?
You should. That's a good question. Like, it goes back like to really define a good solid strategy.
Yeah.
So taking a look at the products that you want to sell, and like then looking at the ad units, I would definitely say that sponsored products is a must. But also headline search ads are, you know, are a very powerful unit because they show up at the very top of the search results. And so I would just recommend both.
Yeah.
And you just need to define the strategy. And we can definitely help like any e-commerce with that.
Absolutely. And that's kind of segue into my next thing. If I'm listening right now and I'm an e-commerce company and I'm not on Amazon, how difficult is it for me to sign up and go through that process? Is it long, arduous? Is it pretty quick? You fill out some information and they check you out. Like, do you know, what Amazon's doing as far as that goes? Because if you're not on Amazon and you haven't done it already, unless that sign up sheet scares you, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't be like doing it as you're listening to this, right?
Absolutely. So like sign up with Amazon, it's not that simple, Chuck. I mean, there are like many nuances and many things that usually businesses don't know. And when I say don't know, I mean like they might be able to set up their business in Amazon in order to sell their products, but they don't know how to sell them, how to market those. And this is where really it's really what makes the difference in the end, right? Because Amazon is such a powerful e-commerce platform, and you can use Amazon to list your products, and it gives you all the tools. But now there are so many tools, there are so many advanced tools as well, that are like not very easy to grasp. But the most important thing is like all the marketing part and the advertising part. That's really challenging and complicated. It could be challenging and complicated. So this is where we can come in and help.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. So what you're saying is just give us a call and let us do that part for you.
Yeah, in the end, that's just what I'm saying.
I'm on my phone right now. I just pulled up Amazon and I did a search, BMW accessories, because I'm obsessed with my car. But okay, let's get down to the point of, I see advertisements here and they say sponsored.
Sponsored, yeah.
Okay, very similar to when you're on Google and it says ad next to it.
Yep.
Are they all going to say that? There's no way to remove that. It's all the same.
No, they're all the same. They're going to say that. Yeah.
Got it. So you talked about a little bit before too, the difference between mobile, maybe a tablet, and a desktop. But from the advertising perspective, that's all going to be rendered by Amazon behind the scenes. Or do you have to also infuse that in your strategy?
No, absolutely. Well, no. I would say Amazon makes it easier, like, for your products to have the best possible display that adapts to any device.
Mm-hmm.
Because Amazon itself is such a great platform.
Right.
Just think about the technology that powers that, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, again, because it becomes so powerful and the technology is so powerful, then now everybody's jumping on the Amazon bandwagon. And so because of that, that's where like strategic thinking and strategy behind it is really, really important. So don't just list your product and hope that you're going to start making sales, because probably it's not going to happen. And so just be strategic. And when you have a strategy in place, then start pushing your products.
Got it. I think that makes complete sense too. And I think there's a balance that these companies and whoever they're working with for their advertising is going to have to start developing a new strategy, because we talk about e-commerce businesses that are already in the marketplace, right? Already have a site set up.
Yep.
Maybe organically they're doing okay, but that necessarily can bleed over but doesn't fully translate to paid advertising. And then you start saying, well, I should be in Google Shopping, right? I should be in the shopping feed here. I should pull my API in here. But then you also think about, well, I could just sign up for Amazon and maybe they do it for me, and maybe that traffic influx is even more than all this development work that I'd be doing.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying that's the case in every situation, but what I'm saying for the marketing teams out there listening and all the companies who are going to go to their marketing team and saying, hey, what should we be doing in Amazon, right? Think about that balance. You have to think about the entire business that you're running and how that is going to be perceived, and use your money wisely. Like you said, Amazon is a powerful platform. Like they do so much for you. And that statistic that you led off with, 44%.
Oh, that's amazing.
In 2017 of transactions happened on Amazon. When the data comes out from this year and that grows to 60%, you're talking about more than half of every transaction.
Absolutely.
That's just so powerful. I don't know how you can ignore it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. 100%, Chuck.
Max, is there any other tips at a high level before everyone listening just emails you and calls you and says, please get me on Amazon, that you want the audience to know?
Well, no, Chuck, I think we covered it all. And again, if you're in e-commerce, if you're running an e-commerce, you want to make more sales, you must be on Amazon. You must be like very strategic about like how to be on Amazon and how to showcase your products.
Absolutely. And if you would like more information, again, please contact us here at More Visibility. If you want to go on the website and watch the short video that Max has with Christy on that page as well, feel free to do it. And Max, thanks so much for stopping by and talking about Amazon today.
Chuck, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility. If you want to stay on top of all the latest podcasts, visit our website, morevisibility.com/resources/podcasts, and browse the site for the latest digital marketing blogs, videos, newsletters, and much more.